90 seconds.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Gareth.
What are you doing?
Making a hot hoisin duck wrap with a crisps and a salad garnish. There are chips in the tray if you want some. Take them.
Room service stops at midnight.
That's what I said to Milos, but he said 404 is some guy.
Yeah, 404 is like this major hospitality manager. He's up prepping for a convention. Treat him sweet, yeah?
And when the hotel swings a big contract, do we all get a pay rise?
You get to keep your jobs.
I should have finished an hour ago.
If you don't like it... Shit, what was that?
Oh my God!
Call the police.
Can you see who it is?
It's all right, sir. Go back into your room.
Anyone we know?
Call the police.
Hi. Yes, ambulance, please.
For God's sake, Elena, we don't need an ambulance.
Alice. Facebook will still be there in the morning.
I'm not on Facebook.
It's nearly 1 o'clock.
Nobody uses Facebook anymore, Dad.
What are you doing?
I've got to finish this.
Homework?
And?
Mum would be really proud of you, but it's really
late.
Why
do people say that? It's meaningless. She's dead.
Sweetheart, you need to go to sleep.
So do you.
Look, if there's something bothering you...
I'm just trying to do my homework.
Only you don't seem...
What?
I really want you to be happy again.
Well, I wasn't happy before, Mum, Dad, so it's a pretty stupid thing to say.
Have you thought about what you're going to wear for Sue's wedding?
I'm not wearing a dress.
Find something you really fancy. It doesn't have to be formal. It can be really crazy. Sue'll love it, whatever you wear.
Why would I want to wear something crazy?
I'll leave some cash on the side. You can go into town after school, maybe.
Cash?
I was thinking maybe 50 quid. Is that enough?
I suppose.
More? Oh. Just don't wave it around when you're out. Sorry. Hi, Sue.
Sorry to call you so late, boss. I'm at the Beresford Hotel in town.
Either there's been a suspicious fatality, or are you having second thoughts?
Sue, tell me.
Driving license says he's Maxwell Stephen Foley, 46. Home address is outside Macclesfield somewhere.
20 miles away. People check into a hotel if they're too drunk to drive or having an affair.
Or a night of pampered luxury, you old cynic.
Pampered luxury, is that what they call it?
Thing is, he wasn't booked in. Technically, the room he fell from was unoccupied.
And he's definitely not staffed.
Which points to someone from the hotel being in there with him. And I've known sex workers who can get hold of a key card if a punter wants to keep it off the books. We haven't found the card, so whoever it was took it with them.
Mobile phone?
Not that we can find.
Wallet?
120 quid and a full pack of credit cards.
Okay.
DC Hale's heading out to Mac right now. He's got family liaison with him.
Witnesses?
Guests were asleep or doing what people do in hotel rooms.
If that involves the misuse of a Corby trouser press, I really don't want to know.
The duty manager, Gareth Moss, and one of the kitchen staff, Elena Vassilou, found him. They were in here when they heard the crash.
People also go into hotels to commit suicide. We ruling that out?
The uniform who called it in. He's attended 3 jumpers in the last 6 months, and he said it didn't look right to him, so he thought we'd want Socco in straight away before the site got corrupted.
What have you got, Jolene?
Jumper will launch themselves. They don't want to hit things on the way down. They have an outward trajectory, even if it's only a few feet. This guy's dropped like a stone.
Accident?
He cracked the top of his head on the next balcony down, room 508. There's hair, skin, blood on their railing.
He spins and he lands sideways on the bins. See what paths say, but I'd be amazed if he was conscious when he fell.
Already dead?
A vertical dive from one of those Juliet balconies.
The railings are pretty high. It won't be easy.
Alive or not, he was a dead weight when he fell.
There's a fair bit of blood.
I'd expect more. Sure, blood doesn't coagulate internally for 10 hours, give or take, but it's reasonable for the heart to go on beating for a good few seconds. However, if you look here, you can see where this sharp edge on the bin has sliced right through the brachial artery.
Wow, yeah. That's just leakage.
It's nothing like the blood we see in that kind of wound.
You'll have to ask the team upstairs the likelihood of this happening by chance.
Mike's up in 608 now.
Thanks, Jolene.
Oh, hey, Sue.
What?
Seat covers.
Seat covers?
For the reception.
Oh, right. What about them?
Embroidered or plain? White or ivory?
Seat covers?
£12 a pop, with the sash.
What's the sash for?
Seriously, John, don't ask.
I hear you're having wedding favours. Looking forward to finding out what those are exactly.
A nice, simple ceremony in a register office and out to the pub to get bladdered. What happened?
You're getting married in a swimming pool.
A classic monument to Manchester's Edwardian heritage.
Ah, it'll be brilliant.
That's what I keep telling myself.
Should I bring my armbands?
I hate you.
Hi, boss.
Oh, the last time I saw you with a face like that was when DC Novak got you a quinoa salad instead of a sausage roll.
No, this is weirder.
The bed looks used.
There's no luggage, no belongings. No one's used the toiletries.
Or nicked them. That's definitely fishy.
Bog's not been used either.
How do you know?
It's still got that bit of paper around it. Why did they do that?
To make our job easier, Mike.
There's no sign of a struggle.
Which is consistent with suicide.
There's no note. And no phone.
We're sure it's this room he fell from.
The window was open.
There's prints on the window, fibres on the Juliet railing. And we know he hit the next one down.
Sure, I'll tell him.
Sue?
That was DC Tolliday picking up the CCTV. Turns out floor 6 hasn't had working CCTV for the last month.
Oh, is the duty manager still here?
And Elena Vassilou, they're both downstairs.
Mike, crack on with the guests. Preliminary interviews, contact IDs, rough timelines for the last 10 hours, DNA and prints.
Boss, there's got to be 70 rooms in this old town.
Prioritise anyone checking out in the morning.
And when you pick up with staff tomorrow, that includes anyone who knocked off during the evening.
Door opening.
When Nathan starts on the CCTV, let's get a gallery going of any non-residents, non-staff, anywhere in the hotel.
I'm on it.
You're confident it's not suicide?
If you see that uniform, tell him it was a good call.
No, I don't know him. I mean, he's not a regular guest or anything.
Can you tell me if he's ever stayed here?
2 ticks.
Anything?
Nothing on the system. Assuming he's used his own name.
Is it common for non-residents to be in your rooms?
They're not supposed to be, but so how would I know?
Well, it's well known this hotel is frequented by sex workers.
If guests invite people into their rooms for that kind of thing, there's not a lot I can do about it. People have sex in hotels, duh.
Duh? 608 wasn't booked out to anyone. How did he get in?
The door was open.
Could he have been given a key card off the books?
If it was off the books, I wouldn't know about that either.
But you admit it does happen.
That's not what I said.
Do you know any of the regular sex workers by name?
Regular sex workers?
Do you or don't you?
Maybe. One or two, but...
But what?
If I give you their names, is there any way you could maybe not tell my head office that I know the girls?
I'll let them know how helpful you've been. Is that fair?
Is that everything?
Were you aware that the CCTV on floor 6 had been out of commission for the last 4 weeks?
Yes.
Any reason it wasn't fixed?
Well, if you do speak to head office, you ask them that.
Who else knew the cameras were out on 6?
Security, me. The day manager. No one else, as far as I know. It's not something you want to advertise.
Yes. It's been out for weeks. Everybody knows.
Everybody?
Even if the Spangora Meni coughed up the cash to fix it.
Spangora what?
Spangora Meni, it's Greek. It's like a mean person or a tight word.
Got you.
Even if they did, someone would probably rip out the wire or two. By accident, of course.
Are you saying someone sabotaged the cameras on 6?
What? No, but everyone knows where the CCTV isn't working. Sometimes people borrow a room if they need it.
You mean, like, for sex?
I guess, sometimes. The girls know where the cameras are.
Sex workers?
They're not all women, of course. Milo's on the desk, he has men come in. They slip him a few 20s for somewhere a bit more discreet and nothing on the register.
Sounds like six is the place to be.
There was a big card game up there last week after Cockles.
Sorry, after what?
Cockles, it's a bar we all go to after shift. Everyone goes from the restaurants, the hotels.
Like a club?
They shut at three, so sometimes it's all back to the Beresford.
When I worked in a restaurant, 12-hour shifts, it was all I could do to get back in the next morning.
I get a real high sometimes, adrenaline, and then it's like I get so tired I can't get to sleep. If you crash out in the room, it saves a journey next day. Slip housekeeping a bit of cash, no one's wiser.
Did you use room 608 last week?
I can't remember, maybe. This place is hardly ever full.
Do you get many people from outside joining you? I mean, people who don't work at the Beresford.
Sure.
But you definitely don't recognise this man.
Please, I don't want to look at his face again.
Could he have been at one of those get-togethers after Cockles?
All the kitchens, like, we know each other. People come and go, but a guy like that, in a suit, he's not one of us, if that's what you're asking.
Boss. Boss, wake up.
What's the time?
8:30.
Oh, Alice.
It's okay, I rang her.
What?
She's fine.
What did she say?
She was halfway to school. It's all sorted.
Was she angry?
She was a bit pissed off that I rang her when she was talking to her mates.
I'll text her.
Coffee and a bacon butty on your desk.
Briefing in half an hour. Morning. Max Foley. What have we got?
46, ex-army. He was in the 4th Northumberland Fusiliers, 1991 to 2006. 2008, he sets up a logistics company out of Macclesfield, Maxwell Foley Solutions. Pretty successful, if the website's anything to go by.
What is logistics?
It's like supply chain management, facilities relocation.
You're reading that, Mike. You've got no idea.
Moving stuff around, basically.
And charging an arm and a leg for it.
Where are we up to with next of kin?
There's a wife, Vicky. Neighbours say they don't see her much because she spends most of the year at the Foley's villa in Catalonia. Mm. Border agency have her flying out of John Lennon 2 weeks ago. Christmas in the sun, I guess.
Without a husband?
They've got a boy, Harry. He's 13, but he's at boarding school in Shrewsbury. Just gone back today.
Close family unit.
I've got a number, but there's no reply.
We've got Spanish police trying to track her down.
God's sake, keep a lid on this. I don't want that kid finding out before we've spoken to his mum.
We need to get him Maxwell Foley Solutions. We'll have to tell them.
Give the Spanish an hour. Let's get a warrant for the house, in case we can't find Mrs. Foley. And I want family liaison ready in Shrewsbury to make the worst day of Harry's life not as bad as it could be.
Boss.
Okay. Any more from Soccer?
Actually, yes.
What?
The prints on the window in 608 match Foley's.
So he was alive when he fell?
And levitating.
I'm not in the mood for cryptic, DS Kelly.
There are fibres, DNA, all over the window and the balcony, but nothing in the rest of the room. If Foley was in the bed, he was in a sterile forensic suit. Socco say the prints don't conform to someone pulling themselves onto the Juliet balcony. They're flat on the inside of the window frames, as if pushing himself away rather than gripping the outside of the sill to pull himself onto the railing.
What does that tell us?
He was fighting someone off.
There's no other sign of a struggle.
Let's see what paths say. Any useful CCTV yet?
We're still collecting cameras. We don't have floor six, but we should be able to get a decent picture of movements around the hotel and surrounding streets.
NPR have picked up Foley's Range Rover going into the multi-story on Burley Street. Forensics are heading there now.
With a start point and an end point, that'll speed things up.
What we do know is that Foley came into reception around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. He was demanding to see the manager.
Gareth Moss?
Moss was late for his shift. So reception told Foley to come back later, but Foley hangs around. And the next thing, head chef finds him snooping around the kitchens. Foley starts kicking off, so chef, Marek, Baran, Kier,
Bang, you off check.
Oh, that's smart-ass. So, bar on what you said, calls security, but before they get there, Foley suddenly turns tail and leaves the hotel, quiet as a lamb.
But he's in room 608, 8 hours later. It's got to be connected.
Do we know what it was about?
Not had a chance to speak to the chef yet. I got all this from John Pope on security.
John Pope? Who was that dodgy custody sergeant at Malden Street, Nick?
It had all finished by the time he got there.
Other witnesses?
Evening shift was just kicking off, so there was a couple of other kitchen staff there with Polish names I can't pronounce. And the kitchen porter, Terry Quinn.
What about Elena Vassilou?
Who?
The prep chef who found Foley. She was adamant she didn't recognise him, but if she was there all afternoon...
Pope didn't mention her. He said the Poles kind of stick together. A lot of kitchens are like that, apparently.
Yeah. She's Greek, and a lot easier to pronounce.
Let's talk to them when they come in for the lunchtime shift.
That's a job for you, DC Novak.
Moja przyjemność.
Think she just asked me out.
Oh,
Gareth Moss has given me a list of sex workers he says are regulars at the Beresford. Can you work your magic soon?
Call me Paul Daniels.
Anything from the guests?
The Beresford's in for a lot of really crap reviews on TripAdvisor.
My wife and I came for a romantic break, but was ruined by the poor plumbing and the body that smashed into our Juliet balcony in the middle of the night.
2 stars.
Lack of brace injuries confirm he wasn't conscious when he fell. There's bruising, but nothing like what you'd expect from this kind of impact. We'll test for leukotriene B4, but looking at the bleed patterns, I'd say he was already dead when he hit the ground.
Leukotriene?
Produced by the body as a response to tissue damage. If you're already dead, no leukotriene.
Time of death.
If you can find out when he last ate...
Smells like curry to me.
It's not very digested, so 2 hours from that meal, certainly no more than 3.
Is that a peanut?
Blood alcohol is 0.08, so my guess is he was eating nuts in a bar before he went for the curry.
Consistent with a night of moderate to heavy drinking.
A couple of pints, a few glasses of wine.
Prints on the window frame?
Could have been put there post-mortem.
You've seen a few faked suicides in your time. How does it compare?
This isn't just about faking suicide.
Go on.
Whoever did this dropped him head first. Take a look. These are impact fractures, but can you see that?
What am I looking at?
Hang on, a bit more light. There.
You think that bruise is anti-mortem?
Best guess, that's what killed him, and it didn't happen in room 608 either.
How do you know?
Come and have a look at this. Because this is embedded in the skin. Have a look.
Dust? Very fine grit.
No, concrete, I'd say. It needs analysing, but the courtyard has cobbles, stone sets, and of course he landed on the bins. He didn't impact with the ground at all. There's nothing like this in any of the other wounds.
Hi there. Don't leave a message and don't listen to them.
Hi, sweetheart. Yeah, I really hope you do listen to this one, as it's from me. Look, I'm sorry about this morning. I'm really, really trying to watch my hours. But you know what it's like, you know, if something kicks off in the middle of the night. The point is, I swore to you I wouldn't let work take over again, and I meant every word of that. So don't... Please, don't give up on me. Once I get this investigation under control, it's... Well, you don't need to know the gory details. The main thing I want you to know is I love you. You're the most important thing...
To listen to your message, press 1. To re-record your message, press 2.
Yeah, hi, sweetheart, it's me. I just wanted to say... If I'm a bit late, use that clothes money. Get yourself a takeaway. I've got Sue on the line, I'll have to take this. We'll chat when I'm home, okay? See you later. Hi, Sue.
Just had Spain on the line. They found Vicky Foley. She's heading to the airport right now.
Let's have family liaison at arrivals. And I want a team ready at the house.
TLC and softly surveillance.
Computers, paperwork, if we can do this without a warrant.
Oh, and I've got a lead on one of the sex workers.
Let me know if you get anything.
Hello, Beresford. How's it going?
How's it going, Mike?
Interesting.
As in?
I think you're about to find out.
You didn't say anything about pestering my staff for their fingerprints and DNA.
And if I had?
I might have had something to say.
Along the lines of trying to obstruct an investigation?
I've got 78 rooms to turn around and three of my housekeeping team have gone AWOL. And that's before I get half my guests posting reviews online about being treated like murder suspects.
Half?
Okay, two. But one of them's out there now being interviewed by Northwest Tonight.
Have we got names for the missing staff?
Zahra Adu, Zadi Kadir and Amina Ahmed. And a Carl McElhattan from the kitchen who was due in an hour ago.
Can you think of a reason why some of your low-paid housekeeping staff might be reluctant to speak to the police?
They knock off at 3:30 in the afternoon, it won't be them.
According to security, Zadi Kadir was in the building.
We always have one housekeeping on duty. But they're cleaners. They're not murderers.
So you'll be happy to show us all the relevant paperwork concerning their employment?
I'll need to consult head office.
Maximum 5 years for employing an illegal worker. You might get off with a fine if you cooperate.
20,000 quid.
Better than going to prison, though.
I'll get you what you need.
Wait a second.
What now?
According to your reception staff, Max Foley was looking for you yesterday afternoon.
I told you, I didn't see him.
Do you know what it was about?
Not a clue.
And you've never had any contact with a Max Foley?
No, I've never heard of this guy, and I wish I hadn't heard of him now.
What about this Carl McElhattan?
He was in the kitchen until 11.
Prioritise him and Kadir.
Kadir's Afghan. Might have a connection to Foley's military history. The regiment were there in 2002 and then back in 2006, just before he left the army.
And the tussle in the kitchens. Was McElhattan involved?
Terry Quinn should have just got in.
Kitchen porter. Let's go.
Is it?
What?
Is it the same guy?
We just want your account of what happened yesterday afternoon.
Right.
Go on.
I don't know. I mean, it was nothing, really.
Humour me.
I just got back for the dinner shift. I've got to sort of, like, make sure everyone's got the kit they need sort of thing.
Did you see the altercation between the chef and Mr. Foley?
I heard some shouting. He was trying to get into the freezer.
The freezer?
A big walk-in freezer.
What were they shouting about?
I don't know. That's why I went in.
And then what?
Chef told me to get security.
And did you?
Well, yeah. But this guy kind of went, so that's what I mean. Nothing really happened.
Who else witnessed this?
Me. Kazi Kayam, he's the sous chef. And Carl, he's pasta. He turned up at the end.
Carl McElhattan?
Yeah.
Do you know where Carl is today?
No.
And can you account for your movements, Mr. Quinn?
Clean-up went on for a bit, but I got away about 11:30-ish, I think.
And then?
Went down Cockles.
Anything else out of the ordinary?
Don't think so.
Don't think so?
Keep me head down, get on with me job. I mean, they all know each other. I don't speak Polish, so if stuff's kicking off, I wouldn't know.
So it's only you, Carl, and Eleanor Vassilou who aren't Polish?
I need to be getting back.
One more minute.
I know people think it's a rubbish job, but if the KP ain't on it, the whole operation goes down.
How long have you worked here, Mr. Quinn?
3 months, something like that.
And where were you before?
Nowhere.
Respectfully, you look like you've been around.
Do I have to say?
It would be helpful.
I was homeless. Off me head. I don't remember a lot of it.
Okay.
Teddy.
I'm coming.
Chef says he's going to put your testicles on a kebab skewer.
I have to go.
Have you been up to the sixth floor recently?
The sixth floor?
Have you?
Are you going to tell Moss about this?
Gareth Moss isn't party to the investigation.
There's no CCTV up on six, so if a room's empty, some of us, if we can't be asked to go home after Cockles...
And what do you do in the rooms there?
Drink. Stuff.
Drugs? Sex?
Not me. Not these days. Play cards. Crash out.
And when was the last time you did this?
Last week.
Have you ever seen Mr. Foley at any of these after-work gatherings?
No.
OK. Thank you, Mr. Quinn.
Can I go?
Uniform will be along later. We need your prints and a DNA swab.
DNA?
It's just to rule people out. Is there a problem with that?
No. Makes sense.
Diana?
Oh, come on, you've got to be kidding me.
Sit down.
I'm not doing anything.
What's that, cappuccino?
It's a flat white, if you must know.
Excuse me. Can we have two more of these, please?
No problem.
What do you want? I heard you were working the hotels.
And?
I suppose it's marginally safer than getting into a punter's car.
The word you're looking for is salubrious.
Oh, I've heard the Albion called many things.
It's a grade two listed building. That means it's antique.
I didn't know you liked antiques, Diana.
As long as they pay what they owe, I'm not one to judge.
She's here all week. Don't forget to tip the waitress.
What?
Gareth Moss says he's seen you at the Beresford.
Has he put in a complaint? That's rich coming from him, the cheeky little...
Come on, Diana. You know what happened last night.
Some bloke wants to jump out of a window. It's not to do with me.
He didn't jump.
Like I said.
Where were you working?
Talk to my lawyer. Trust me, I know a few.
We'll have you on CCTV if you were there, so you can tell me now or we can haul you in for questioning later.
No CCTV on the sixth floor.
Come on, Diana. How long have we known each other?
Don't go spreading that around. I've been telling them I'm 25.
There you are, ladies.
Thank you. So, how's Travis?
He's with my mum. Social did one of them friends and family fostering things. See him twice a week. And they've said it can be unsupervised now, so I don't have some snotty bitch looking down her nose at me the whole time.
How old is he now?
11. He started big school this year. Can't believe it.
The guy who died last night, he's got a kid. A son, 2 years older than Travis.
Are you seriously trying to guilt trip me?
If it gets you to help us, yeah, of course I am. It'd mean a lot if we could find out who did this to his dad.
It weren't me.
Did I say that? If you were there, or you or any of your mates saw anything...
I won't tell you.
And if there's someone throwing people out of windows... Think about that the next time you knock on a hotel door.
There was a bloke in the lift, the service lift. John on security lets me in the back way.
What time?
Midnight, a bit after.
So this man?
He's one of the housekeeping lot. A saddie. I've seen him around loads, but thinking about it, what's he doing pushing a laundry trolley around in the middle of the night?
That's what they do, isn't it?
When we get out of the lift on six, he's so heavy, the wheels get stuck and he has to give it a right old shove. But if a punter calls housekeeping in the middle of the night, it's to sort a toilet or they've spilt wine on the bed. Well, that's a plunger or a mop or a spare sheet at most.
Did he say anything?
Nah. Housekeeping are like... Well, a lot of them are sort of religious, so they get a bit snotty with us lot. Know what I mean?
Did you see anything else?
Heard the crash, saw Foley down in the courtyard and thought, this place is going to be crawling with filth.
Who could she be referring to?
So she legs it with the punter's cash, which was a win-win for her because they hadn't got down to business yet and she knew we couldn't exactly go to trading standards.
Mike, any joy on Carmichael Hatton?
It's funny you should mention that, because Mrs. McElhattan's first name is actually Joy.
You're kidding.
Straight up. Lives in Romley with her two sons, Andrew and Paul.
Does she know where he is?
As far as Joy McElhattan's concerned, Carly's now working as a pasta chef on a Mediterranean cruise ship.
You're making this up.
So we're trying to find McElhattan's car, and it shows up heading into the Royce Estate outside Rochdale.
Can I guess where this is going?
DC Hale heads up there, knocks on the door. It's answered by a Christine Barrett. A sweet little talker called Annie. Sean says, do you know a Carl McElhattan? She says, no, never heard of him. Sean says, well, that's his car outside. So Christine says, no, it's not. That's my husband's. Sean makes a face and so she shouts her husband.
And it's Carl McElhattan.
Except now he's Carl Barrett. And he's in deep doo-doos for having two wives.
And three really confused kids. He'll never trust anyone again.
CCTV's up when you're ready, boss.
That's Kadir.
There.
Could be anything in that trolley.
Diana's right, you can see how heavy it is.
Enough for a body.
Which camera is this?
Basement 3. That's the bottom of the service lift adjacent to the laundry.
Anything inside the lift?
Not the service lift, sorry.
Hang on. Sure, mate. Diana.
She's crystal clear that Asadi got out with her on six, but she didn't stop to see which room he went to.
Does he come back?
2-6. Yep. Here. 6 minutes later.
Before Foley falls out of 608.
But the trolley's gone.
Okay. We need Asadi and we need that trolley. Presumably Sokko checked the whole floor.
As far as I know.
Get them down to the basement straight away. Tell them to start at the laundry and work outwards from there. Tell Nathan to trawl the CCTV again. That trolley's been on a journey and we've missed it. It's got to be somewhere.
On it. Hi, Jolene. Yes.
What have we got on Foley?
You still at the Beresford?
Looks like him going into the hotel at
16:38. Scroll forward. Stop.
17 minutes. He's back on the street.
Pause it there.
Oh, he's on his mobile.
Just after the set two in the kitchens.
Can't find the phone. But the weird thing is, we can't find a phone account registered to Max Foley or his company.
A pay-as-you-go is his only phone. For a business like his, doesn't seem likely.
Hey, Sue, which of these is the next Foley clip?
Nathan's still trying to track him to that courier house, but it comes back to the hotel here. Around 11 p.m.
11:06.
And then a bus stops right in front of the camera, and when it moves...
He's gone.
There's nothing on the reception cameras, so presumably he went up the side alley to the service entrance.
Which isn't covered.
Oh, shit.
That's the last sighting we have of him. The other end of the alley is a blind spot, so there are four of the kitchen staff whose movements we haven't been able to verify.
Which ones?
Chef...
Baran Kirovchek.
McElhattan, Terry Quinn, and Agnieszka Miskiewicz. There's a rat run to Cockles the other way. Yeah, hi, Jolene.
That was quick.
She was already down there. She's way ahead of us, Mike. Sorry, Jolene, what was that?
If this is about seat covers...
I don't think they do them in car park blood spatter.
Are you serious?
We found our scene of crime.
Turns out I was practically standing on it.
But a few sprays of luminol.
Stick on the UV.
Et voila.
Blood spatter.
Strange place.
There's no cast-off spatter.
I think the body was in transit. Maybe it was flipped over on its way into the service lift. That's a service bay to the laundry there.
The lift's just through that door.
The assailant is picking the body up and tipping it into a laundry basket.
Could a Sadiq Khadir pick up a big fella like Foley on his own?
So if there was an attack, where did it happen?
Behind you.
What am I looking at?
Back of that pillar.
Looks clean to me.
Scrubbed to within an inch of its life. You could eat your dinner off that. It's a car park. It's full of grime and dust.
Concrete dust?
If it doesn't match the dust found in the abrasions on Foley's scalp, I'll get married in a swimming pool.
And it's a blind spot.
Camera here, on the barrier. And there, on the guest spaces.
But from here to the door, it's blind.
Unless the service bay is open, in which case you'd be picked up on the interior camera. Judging by the fag ends, it's a popular
hangout. Back where we started. Everyone in the hotel knows it's a blind spot.
So narrow it down.
Whoever's behind this is forensically aware...
Up to a point.
Foley knew his attacker.
Do we know that?
He's hung around all afternoon and come back here to meet them.
After the row with the kitchen staff.
The attacker is strong enough to lift a 14-stone dead weight.
Assuming they were working alone.
Given that Khadir wasn't in the room when Foley fell, then if he is involved, he's definitely only one part of the puzzle.
Well, we won't know until we speak to him.
They didn't have prawn cocktail.
I said a half. I've got to get back to Alice.
I'll finish it for you.
Wedmin getting on top of you?
Wedmin?
Isn't that what they call it?
I don't think so, Mike.
They do. I read it in a magazine.
Actually, there is something I want to ask you, John.
If it's marriage advice, I'm definitely the wrong person.
Don't say that, boss. Even as a joke.
Sue, you were going to ask me something.
As you may have gleaned, it's all got a bit out of control. I'm gritting my teeth, shutting my eyes and hoping I don't have an aneurysm before it's all over.
Sounds like me at Flamingo Land.
I was going to do a Megan and walk myself down the aisle.
Does the swimming pool have an iron?
That's just it. It's all got so mental. I think I really do need someone by my side.
What about your dad?
I don't even know if he's going to come.
Seriously?
Which is why I was wondering.
What? Me?
Well, you're as much family as, well, my actual family. I can't think of anyone I'd want more.
Hello? I'm available.
You're just there to make up the minimum spend at the bar.
Fair dues. That's a major responsibility.
John?
I don't know what to say.
Dear Tanner?
Think about it.
OK, we're on our way.
On our way where?
No one's over the limit, are they?
I was hoping to be.
It's a Sadiq Khedir. Just been spotted getting on the northbound tram at Boston Metrolink.
10 minutes drive.
Think we can chase it down?
It's a tram. DS Kelly.
You
won't mind coming with us to answer a few questions.
Help me, stop them! I am not the man! I am not the man!
Sadiq Khedir, I'm arresting you with suspicion of the murder of Matt Cole. Sue!
Please, somebody help me!
Sadiq Khedir, I'm arresting you with suspicion of the murder of Max Foley. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence. Do not mention the question, something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
No passport. Nothing from UK border or immigration or counter-terrorism. Nothing on his prints, facial recognition, biometrics. We're running his DNA.
So we have no idea if Sadiq Khedir is even his real name?
I'd be surprised if it was.
I'm here. I'm here.
That looks sore.
Just 2 stitches.
Nice takedown, Sue.
He's not lucky.
It's the last time I complain about one of those 10-ton pushchairs blocking the tram doors.
You okay to do this, Mike?
It'd be a pleasure.
No comment.
You didn't look.
No comment.
Look. Look at the picture. Do you know this man?
No.
You've never seen him before at any time.
If you not believe me, why I answer?
Let's see if we can jog your memory.
I'm showing Mr. Khedir video BHB3.
Is that you, Asadi?
No comment.
We believe that to be you. Entering the service lift at the Beresford Hotel 8 minutes past midnight this morning.
No comment.
What's in the laundry trolley?
No comment.
We have a witness placing you on the sixth floor less than a minute later. Shortly before Max Foley fell from room 608.
Did you take the laundry trolley into room 608?
That camera. It showed me leaving the lift in 5 minutes.
What was in the laundry basket, Asadi?
No comment.
Without a passport, ID or any recognised residency status, you're not in a good position here. If you want that to change, I suggest you start cooperating.
You have no evidence. I hurt this man. But whatever I say, it end the same for me. Immigration removal. I am deported. Unless you stop me be deported, there is no reason me say anything.
Are you claiming asylum?
Can you stop me be deported? Do you have power?
I can talk to the people that do.
Do they care what you say? Send me to immigration removal.
We can hold you for 24 hours, longer if we suspect you of a serious crime.
I am on camera. You know it cannot be me. I am innocent. You know it.
Assaulting a police officer?
2 stitches. Thank you very much.
So I'm deported. It all ends up the same.
No, actually. You'll be remanded in custody at HMP Manchester.
Why?
You'll go in front of a district judge in the morning and be remanded in custody, as obviously you are likely to abscond.
Mr. Zone, please don't send me to Manchester prison.
Why not? Why not Asadi? Asadi?
Because I will never come home.
The maximum sentence is 6 months. It's unlikely you'd serve the full term. Asadi.
Where I come from, you can forget how to tell right from wrong. You have to do things, bad things, so you can wake up next day, but I'm still here. Still alive.
Yes, you are.
What does that tell you?
It tells me that you should speak to an immigration lawyer.
No country wants me, Mr. Zone. It is best I am a nobody, invisible.
No one can live like that, Asadi.
You have no idea the things I do. Things that make you sick right here, things that make you spit at me.
I'm not spitting at you, Asadi.
There are men in prison who kill me.
Then help me, and I can keep you out of there. That is something I have the power to do.
He gave me £50.
Who did?
He say if I don't take a basket up to 608, he will tell the authorities.
Who was this, Asadi?
It happened all the time.
DCI Stone asked you a question.
Things come into service bay. They have to be moved around. They threaten to report you if you don't do it. If you're lucky, you get £10, £20. I didn't look what it was, but it was heavy. Very heavy. If you're illegal, you do as you're told and don't ask questions.
Who gave you the money, Asadi?
The kitchen porter, Terry Quinn.
Asparagus.
Oh. Terry Quinn, where is he?
He's not here.
Mike, Sue, check through there.
Boss?
On it.
No, wait, he's gone. He went out for a smoke about an hour ago and never came back. I'd keep away from Chef if I were you.
Have you rung him?
He's not answering.
Mike, do we have an address?
Long side.
Come on.
Uniforms say they never got his prints or DNA.
Whoa, it's here.
That's a halal butcher, Mike.
A closed halal butcher.
It's the flat upstairs.
Entrance will be around the back. Get some uniform. Watch the front.
Boss?
You sure this is the right place?
17A, definitely.
Police! Open the door! You see anything?
Dunno. Hang on. Something's moving in the hall. No, he's gone.
Get it open.
Sir.
Right, on three. One, two,
three!
Police! Police!
No one move!
Police! Terry Quinn, you're under arrest.
In Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. Eleanor was played by Lizzie Stavrou, Terry Quinn by Jason Doan, Jolene by Angela Lonsdale, Asadi and Gareth by George Bakari, and Alice by Millie Gibson. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. It was written by Martin Jameson and directed by Nadia Molinari. A BBC Radio Drama North production.